Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it, Asbury Park style. Well, it's another beautiful day in New Jersey. It's quite hot, actually, but nonetheless, a beautiful day for beachgoers. It's Thursday evening, the night that I usually have my shows. In fact, I think it's 11 and a half years that I've been doing this now. I'm down to one show a month, so I used to do two and three. In any case, I would like to start my show off because it's a new show, and it's called Ryan Rock's Idle Chat Time. So I've changed the format a little bit, and instead of having just one guest, I'm having two. I thought I could have more, but it was too confusing, and it was a little bit difficult to do that. So tonight I have two wonderful guests. I'll be okay, that I will tell you who they are in a little bit. But first of all, I am going to promote my not-for-profits first. And that's what I do now. I used to wait and promote my not-for-profits at the end of the show. But actually, I started my radio show all these years ago to promote some of the best not-for-profits in the state of New Jersey. And it's been my extreme pleasure to do so. And my first, and he is known as the minister of Tent City. Tent City is no longer, but I'll give you a little background, too, because I have 10 minutes before my first guest comes on. I met him through a very close friend of mine, Calvin Schwartz. He introduced me. He said, I have a ticket for you to see Destiny's Bridge. And Destiny's Bridge is a wonderful video that was done all about Tent City. And so I've been promoting Minister Steve Brigham, and you can find him on Facebook and LinkedIn. He is the founder of Lakewood Outreach Community Church. He is the founder of Tent City of Lakewood as well, and Destiny's Bridge. He can always use your help, no matter what it is, time, talent, clothes for the winter time. There are still people, believe it or not, that live in the woods in the state of New Jersey. So get in touch with Mr. Steve Brigham. He's a wonderful minister, and he would appreciate any help that you could give him. My second not-for-profit I met when I was way back in the day when I was with Hamilton Radio. Gene Pirro asked me to join his family. Hamilton Radio was the first for almost 25 years now, the number one radio, internet radio station in the state of New Jersey. And I learned so much from him, and thank you, Gene, for that. I was with him for 2.5 years. But driving to Trenton back and forth, and I had guests that wanted to come on my show that lived in New York and different places, and it was just too far. And with the weather in Jersey, in the summer it's hot, in the winter it's cold, as we know. After 2.5 years, I had to leave, and I started my own. You know, it was always Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park style, but I just went on my own. And now I am doing it happily in my home for many years now, and it's great. I can just have my pajamas on if I like, you know, my hair up in a bun. Anyway, it's Art Ackerman, and he's on Facebook, City of Angels Recovery Radio, and it's C-O-A-R-R for short. You can go also to the website, www.cityofangelsnewjersey.org. There are no charges for these services. Everything's included. They do interviews. They have recovery support, family programs, counseling services, and more. So get in touch with them. They're phenomenal people, and they have a great recovery radio station. My third not-for-profit is it used to be called the Food Bank of Monmouth and Ocean County, but now for a while, a few years now, I think it's been called Fulfill, F-U-L-F-I-L-L Food Bank. And they are, of course, they provide for Monmouth and Ocean counties. And you can go to their Facebook as well, which is HTTP. And, well, you know the drill, fulfillnewjersey.org. And you can find out all about this not-for-profit and charity organization. They also have social services available. So you can contact them. Just go to Facebook or go to your Google and get their phone number and give them a call. They would appreciate any help. And we are having a food shortage as most of you might know, already know. So any support that you can give them would be richly appreciated. My fourth not-for-profit is a Mr. Paul Ressler, and he is with PAC, the Overdose Foundation Prevention Agency. And so it's called Tupac. And you can go to their website at Tupac, at overdosepreventionagency.org. Excuse me. And, of course, what they're trying to do is get, I think it's Narcan, which is a reverse shot for people that are, in overdose of situation where they could possibly die. And they're trying to get it in the hands of everyone possible, all the police, the EMTs, and anyone that's out there that can help. So get in touch with Paul Ressler. He's been doing this forever. And all of these not-for-profits are really wonderful not-for-profits. My fifth not-for-profit is Mr. Phil Richards. He is the director of the Jersey Shore Rescue Mission, 701 Memorial Drive, Asbury Park, New Jersey. And I didn't give you their telephone number, 732-988-0242. So for the listeners, they can jot it down when they listen to the show, or they can go to shelter@jerseyshore.org, jerseyshoremission.org. They also, what I love about, they have a great thrift shop. It's on Memorial Drive. And it's a huge, enormous, wonderful thrift shop. And I've been there many times. They also take donations, which is nice because you can just go and when you want to clean out your house and declutter a little bit, you can just go right over there and they'll be happy to take whatever you have. Excuse me, I'm having a little bit of a throat difficulty lately. I have had adult asthma my whole entire life. And now with the heat and the humidity in Jersey, oh, my Lord, I did have to go out today, and it was really tough on my breathing. So I should have had a teaspoon of honey before my show, but I didn't do that. So you'll just have to put up with my little bit of a raspiness. My sixth not-for-profit is Rima Simon. She is the founder of Rami's Heart. Now, Rima and I met, and God bless her. We have, unfortunately, in common, she lost her only brother from COVID-19. And she started on the beach in Belmar. They put rocks with Rami's name on it, Rami's Heart, and the date of his death. Oh, my first guest is calling in. I've got to hurry up now. It came into a great memorial. So now they're all at Allaire State Park, and excuse me, you can go there, and it's on the farm there, and it's beautiful, and you can go to Rami's Heart, COVIDmemorial.com. Mr. Tim McClune, I'm not even going to just go through this real quick. Mr. Tim McClune is my last because I have to let my guest in. Tim McClune, he's the founder of Holiday Express. He's a restaurateur. Beautiful restaurant. You know the one. He's got 13, but the one that I go to is the one in Asbury Park on the boardwalk. And you can, he has a charity non-for-profit that is called Holiday Express. And all the local musicians, lots of them get involved and they go and do Christmas. They do charity work and events for the holidays. And that's it. I'm going to wrap that up. And I'm going to get in my first guest tonight is Mr. Mike D. Marino, the bad boy of New Jersey.
Hello, how are you? This is Mike Marino.
Hello, Mike. This is Nancy. Hello. Welcome to my show.
Thank you very much for having me on your show. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure, and I'm sorry it was delayed a little bit because I was doing my not-for-profits first instead of doing them last. And it took me a little while to do it. I'm a little raspy tonight. It's hot as heck in New Jersey and humid. But I wanted to give you a big shout-out to my guests, first of all, because I want to say that Mike has been on my show a long time ago. And he's awesome. I saw him three times live, at the Paramount Theater, and I would leave that, I would leave your shows, Mike, with my sides aching, crying, you know, tears of laughter. You're the funniest comedian, I'm telling you, and I love comedy, that I know personally that I've had the pleasure to meet and have on my radio show before and have you on tonight. And I've seen you several times on one of my late night shows, I'm a night owl, Comedy Unleashed. So that's when I saw you just a few weeks ago. I go, oh, my God, there he is, Mike Marino. And your skits were all new to me because I haven't seen you in a while. And they were hysterical, just super hysterical. So now I want you to talk, and I'm going to ask you a question, one question, and then I just want you to talk to us about your what you're doing. So anyway, you got to see Mike, the bad boy of New Jersey's bad boy. No, I got it right now. New Jersey's bad boy. Oh, he's hysterical. You're hysterical. Okay, so my question to you, Mike, is this. Fluence do most while you were growing up, and why?
When I was a kid, I was always into acting. I was never really into stand-up comedy. I didn't become a comedian until I was 30 years old, and I was already working as an actor for 20 years, and I moved to California. I was working on a soap opera. My influence would have been Rodney Dangerfield, because I was watching him in movies, and I figured if that's the type of comedy I could go into, that's what I would want to do. And then, of course, I was always seeing Andrew Dice Clay while I was at the Comedy Store, so he influenced me a lot as well, and George Carlin and kind of guys like that. But that I didn't really get into comedy until I was 30 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what, you chose the right career. And, I can't get no respect, just like Rodney Dangerfield. I can't get no respect. He was one of my favorite comedians ever. All the comedians that you mentioned were my favorites. And the best of the best, they really are. And that's why you're the best of the best. Your skits are like really, from the minute you start till the end, it's just nonstop laughter. Even thinking about seeing you, I'm an artist myself, and I can just have great visualization, and I can just like think about your shows and start laughing. So,
thank you.
Yeah, that's great that you were an actor first. What a great introduction! And you know, music is how I got into radio, because I'm really a singer, songwriter, guitar player for my whole life, and record producer. And I haven't even promoted my own music, but I don't want to talk about myself. You and Danny, I just spoke to Danny a little while ago. He's my next guest. But after you, after the show tonight, I have really made myself a promise. And by the way, I just want you to know, and I did send it to you. I promoted you on 50 awesome group sites, and LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, a few Bruce Springsteen sites because of the music, because of Danny and the music business. I usually do 22 for 4 years now of my shows are welcomed on these sites. But I got us on, and you'll be on. You will be the first guest ever to be on. I was accepted to the group UK and International Radio Stations Group. So this interview will be going on to that site tonight. Well, maybe not tonight. I'll promote on, a few of my pages, and then tomorrow I'll do the full-on promotion because I have to re-promote everything tomorrow. So getting back to you again.
Right.
You live in California, and I'm so jealous because I did go to San Diego and lived there for 28 years, 10 minutes from the Pacific Ocean, and I'm back in Jersey for 20 years now, and I really, I don't want to move back to California, but I would like to get back on the West Coast someday. But we'll see. We'll see what God has in store for me. But so tell me, you're on tour now. So tell us about your tour, where you've been and where you're going.
Well, I've been a really lucky entertainer. One of the biggest shows I did do is when you're talking about the Paramount in Asbury.
Uh-huh.
Did we get disconnected? Hello?
No, I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Actually did that in six. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. We're good.
At the Paramount in 2006 when it was condemned. I don't even think Tim McClune was open yet. And I did that because I got a recording contract out of Los Angeles. So after I did it, then I started to take off, and every other summer I would do the Paramount again until it got taken over by Live Nation, and then I became some kind of an outcast, which is what happens when the big guys step in. So now I just tour the world, and luckily I did the Count Basie and sold that out, and I did the Borgata in Atlantic City. In August, I'm going to do a couple of theaters in White Plains, New York. I'm going to go all the way down to Long Beach Island. Tomorrow, I'm going to Florida. I'm sold out at the Boca Block tonight. That's where I go.
Fabulous. Just fabulous. I'm so happy for you. Because I really am. I'm so happy for you because I, like I said, well, I met you way back when. It might have been, I don't know, it was my first show. Because I would end up at the Paramount a lot. Well, I grew up in Asbury Park, number one. And, of course, most people know my brother, who unfortunately passed away from COVID, not this January, last January. And he's second on the monument in Asbury Park. It says Johnny Shaw, Billy Ryan, rather, and then Bruce Springsteen. So I have to give my brother Billy a shout-out in heaven, who turned down Bruce. He was 5 years older, but he went on tour with James Cotton Blues Band, and then with Clarence Clemons and Redneck Rockers for a year and a half on tour. So, Billy, I miss you so much, and I had to put that out there, and I do miss him. He battled cancer and survived, and then COVID took his life. So it is. He's happy up there. He's with Big Man, and they're and all the rest that went before him, and they're rocking it out. I'm sure of it. So, getting back to you, Mike. I don't want to give away your skit, so I'm not going to say anything about them other than when I watched Comic Unleashed just a few weeks ago and saw you. I don't know when the show was even done, but the new skits that I saw, I was on the floor practically. I guess maybe this is really personal to ask you. Maybe you're not supposed to ask artist this? I don't know. I'm an original songwriter, so I don't care what, and I don't care what people ask me. They can ask me anything they want, and I'll tell them, you know. But do you write most of your material?
I write everything myself, yes.
Ah, yeah, that's what I wanted to hear. That's what I thought. I mean, I thought, but I never want to say, you know, for someone else. I want it, you know, from the horse's mouth, the truth. So, yeah, I thought so, and of course you're, you know, Vinny, Cousin Vinny, and all the, oh, my God. You're just so funny. You are just so funny. I don't know where you come up with this stuff. I really don't. And I've watched them. I've been watching Comedy Unleashed since Byron Allen went on TV. And Johnny Carson was one of my favorite, you know, he was my favorite late show. And, I mean, I've watched all the comedians. And I did have Sunda Kronquist on my show because I met her. Because she went on before you at one of your shows. So she was on my show, but she was in L.A. She had laryngitis. She could hardly talk. But I'm so happy that you're having sold out, you know, everywhere, because you deserve it. And you're so damn funny. And I'm jealous that you live in California, and I don't, oh, God, I don't like New Jersey. I mean, okay, New Jersey's good to me, but the weather here, oh, my gosh. It's really not. And when you're getting up my age, I'm a bit older than you are, and I just really, I'm thinking of even moving to Costa Rica or somewhere where the climate is better and it's less expensive to live. And because I retired a long time ago, so anyway, when you do your shows, is it just Mike DeMarino? Is it Mike Marino? Period, or do you have someone that opens for you?
It all depends, but I like to by myself.
Yeah, and so how long are your shows when you do, like at the Count Basie, how long was your show?
1 hour.
Uh-huh, and it's a straight hour. You don't take any breaks. You just go straight through an hour of people laughing their rear ends off, falling on the floor, laughing.
That's right.
I know you're so funny. I just can't tell you how funny you are. Oh, my God.
Well, why don't we do this? Tell everybody that's listening to your show right now. I have a lot of clips which is Mike Marino Live on YouTube.
Yeah. You tell him everything, because I'm waiting for my next guest to call in, and I want you to just talk away.
I have all my clips on YouTube, my web series, Make America Italian Again, my podcast, which is live from my mother's basement, and a new series called The Adventures of G.I. Giovanni, which is about my G.I. Joe dolls.
Oh, my God. Oh, God, that's hysterical. Oh,
absolutely,
that's so
hilarious.
Funny. I bet. I bet it is. Do you still have some of those dolls?
I have three 19
G.I.
Joe dolls.
G.I. Joe. Oh, my God, that's funny. That's funny. My niece, I wanted to visit my daughter in Portland. I'm glad you told all those, because I do know about, I didn't know about the G.I. Joe, but I knew about your mom's basement and all that stuff and the other ones. But it reminds me of my daughter. I said, well, Nina goes, oh, my daughter lives in Portland, and my other daughter lives in my, and she lives in Clearwater, and she had a place in Boca, too, but I have a cat now. It's like, oh, my God, how can I go on with a cat? You know, where am I going to go with a cat today? So my daughter has two dogs. My cat's afraid that she's only 3 years old. She's had a bad dog experience. She has to take, like, homeopath for her anxiety. But I want to get in my car and just take off. And my daughter goes, well, Mom, you know you can come and stay as long as you want. And then I go, well, no, I can't, you know, because now I have this cat. And, you know, you have two dogs and a cat, and how's that going to work out? And I said, oh, and I need the downstairs. They have a pretty big house, but the downstairs, when your father lived with you forever, my high school sweetheart, he lived there for a few years. I said, I that room would be great, and I've stayed there before. And she goes, but, oh, Mom, no, I can't clean that out now. When my father was here, we moved all of Eris's. Now, Eris is 21, one of my granddaughters. I have four granddaughters, two daughters, four granddaughters, three great-grandsons. She goes, oh, Mom, you can't. She's got, like, her $25,000 doll collection on all the walls. And it was there the last time I stayed there. And speaking of dolls, like, I have my mother's dolls from my mother. I don't have one of my dolls because I had dolls from different countries, the little ones, and I have a picture of me with them all around me and a permanent in the summer. Oh, my God. My mother took weird pictures of me, but I wasn't a Barbie doll. I was a tomboy. So, anyway, Danny should be calling in any minute now, my second guest. So I can let you off the hook. Danny Coleman, Rock on Radio, is my next guest, and he's supposed to call in at 20:06, and it looks like it's about that time.
Well, yes.
A little bit late. And I did talk to him, and he said he was good. Yeah. If you have to go.
Great guy and a great facility. I want to thank you so much for having me on your show. Tell everybody to go to MikeMarino.net, and we'll see you at the club.
Yeah, thank you so much for being on, Mike. You're the greatest. I appreciate you coming on the show. You're one of my very last guests that I'm going to promote. So, I mean, that's it. You know, if I have a close friend that's up there big in the music business, that I have a few of them, I'll do a show. But other than that, no, it's going to be me. And I'm going to send you my video, my last two releases. So I hope you listen to them, and I hope you enjoy them. And thank you again for being a guest on Ryan Rock's Idol Chat Time. You take care, be safe, and just continue to make them laugh and have their sides aching walking out of your shows, because that's what happens. Bye.
Thank you, sweetheart. Bye.
Bye, Mike. Bye. Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, that was Mike Marino, and I'm waiting for Danny Coleman to call in. So Danny should be calling in at any time now. I don't see him yet. I think I might do that. Hold on a minute. This is, like, very impromptu. As I said, this is probably the last show that I'm going to be promoting. I mean, it's kind of like a spur-of-the-moment decision that I'm making. Well, I made it actually a few nights ago. Hold on 1 second. I have to grab my landline. Hold on. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Because I'm just going to give Danny a call from my landline. Because sometimes, you know, these people in showbiz, they get busy. They have meetings. They have, oh, wait, no, it's not 6 o'clock yet. I told him to call in at 6. Wait, it's, no, he's not going to call in for 5 minutes. So anyway, but Mike Marie, he was done. Mike was finished. He promoted everything he needed to promote, and he's one heck of a busy guy, and he's on tour right now. So he has to go rest up. He has to save his energy. You know, I can't even imagine the energy it takes to do what Mike Marino does. So I don't have to call Danny. I'm going to, in fact, put my, it's not 6 o'clock yet. I asked Danny to call in at 6 p.m., Rock On Radio. Oh, my God, I met him so many years ago, and he's a fantastic guy. I'm going to just go back in history a little bit of time real fast. I want to put my, you know what I'm going to do? I'll keep my phone, my landline here, but when he comes on, no, I don't want to do that. Hold on. I've got myself all tangled up. I'm tangled up, not in blues, though. I'm tangled up in happiness. I tangled my phone up and everything. I'm in my studio, but I want to put my phone back, my landline back on my, okay, folks. So I'm just going to give you a little update about how I met the wonderful award-nominated Danny Coleman, who's been in radio forever. And what happened with me is I finally did a compilation CD. It's called Ryan Rocks. I'll give myself a little promotion because that's what I intend on doing after this show, like starting next month. I'll be promoting myself worldwide. It's about time because I've been mostly, I started out. So anyway, I'll get back to this. I did find a compilation CD. I had some of the best musicians available on my, I had John Harrington, who was Steely Dan, was one of my lead guitarists, my brother Billy, God rest his soul, he was in Vermont. I had Christopher Plunkett was my bass player. Steve Lusardi was my pianist and organ player. And actually Steve, Jeff Levine, who was recorded some of my music for me for that album, did some great D3 organ synthesizer on a song called Can It Be Real? That's a ballad, a country ballad, rockabilly ballad. And I hope I didn't leave anybody out there. I probably did, but if I did, I apologize. But it was a wonderful album, and I never promoted it. I was asked to be on the Joey Reynolds Show. They heard some of the music. They asked me to bring my guitar up and sing the song Indecision in New York City on the Joey Reynolds Show, which was a really big deal for me. And I was scared because I never played live on radio before, and I was afraid I was going to forget the lyrics or goof up on the guitar. And but I didn't. And I sang it live, and it was a great show. I loved it. He invited me back. We're still friends after all of these years. And that snowballed, and actually I had Joey Reynolds on my show. He does a podcast from Florida now. He's retired, and so go see Joey Reynolds. He's funny as heck and real honest. He shoots directly from the hip. I love Joey. He's a great guy. So I started getting calls. Well, I got Gene Pirro invited me to go with Hamilton Radio. Backstreet Radio was thinking of having me. Then they decided not to have any music. They just wanted to do, a talk, a live talk show. And I was doing one song and before my show with Hamilton. I would play one of my songs, and then at the end I would play one of my guest songs. But I had lots of great guests. And I ended up getting Michelle Moore, who was sang Rocky Ground with Bruce Springsteen. She was on my show, and all these rock and roll Hall of Famers. And there's too many to even mention, but I'm waiting for Danny to call in. So I was blessed to have, oh my God, I can't even think of all of the wonderful, it's 11 and a half years now of musicians that I had on, but I had, I had all the Asbury Park people. You can forget it. There's no one that pretty much hasn't been on my radio show. Let's put it that way. And So I've been promoting all of these awesome bands from Asbury Park and Red Bank. And then, like I said, I got Vinny Lopez was on my show, of course, and Ricky Bird was on my show. And here comes Danny Coleman. So I'm done talking about me. You're going to be hearing a lot about me. Me, 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 me. That's what it's going to be about next. So let me get Danny on the show. Hi, Danny. Perfect timing. Welcome to my show, Ryan Rock Idol Chat Time.
Hello, Nancy Ryan. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Danny? I was just telling people about you.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can now.
How are you, Nancy Ryan? I'm here loud and clear. Yeah, I'm here, and I've got on 100 speaker through my studio, so don't worry. The only thing my studio does is they'll edit the audio so that they'll edit it so it's all perfect. So I got off with Mike Marino a little bit early, 5 minutes, and I was telling him, and I want to introduce you, of course, because I want to do your introduction. That's what I do. So my next guest, which is on the line now, live, is the one and only award-nominated Danny Coleman, who is well-known for his radio show, Ryan, and Ryan, there I go. Oh, I'll take credit for your show, too. It's called Rock on Radio, and it does definitely rock. And I know because I was on it years ago for my album, and then I just threw my album out. I got inspired by all these radio people and got in radio. So, Danny, I want to welcome you to my show, and I know everybody knows you pretty much. So I want to say before I forget, before you start talking, that you're going to be, and I'm so excited because Mike and you, this show is not only going to be on the 60 sites that I put it on, plus LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, but was just accepted for this show to be on UK and international radio station group. So I'm so excited about that. Because after tonight's show, Danny, I'm afraid that's going to be it, and I'm just gonna promote my music, which is about time.
Well, why would you do that? You're on a roll. We're going to call you Butter, Nancy. You're on a roll. You're in the UK now. You're international.
Danny, that's why. I'm in the UK. That's why I'm going to connect all my UK people, though, and send them my most recent, music. But I don't want to talk about me right now. I just really want to talk about you because you were one of the first shows that I was on. I was on the Joey Reynolds Show in Manhattan for my music, and then it snowballed, and I was on your show second, I believe. And then, so I was on your show, and I brought my best friend Trina and one of her friends to your show, and we had so much fun. It was a great show. And I was so inspired, and even from the Joey Reynolds show, I knew I was going to be on radio. But so I have a question for you. My first question is, who influenced you the most while you were growing up, and why? Like, how did you, come to this point in your life that you've been in radio for how many years now?
I've been in radio for over 14 years now.
Holy moly. And go ahead.
Well, I had... I've been a musician all my life, and I have wanted to, I always wanted to be a touring musician, but as that didn't work out, excuse me, I actually went to broadcasting school, and it couldn't pay me enough or give me the benefits I had at the job I was working at the time. And then years later, I had a career-ending back injury, and I went back to radio. And I've been in radio since 2009, April of 2009. I now do three shows. I have multiple affiliates with the shows in the UK, Canada, and all across the U.S. And I'm really had a blast doing it. I've got to meet so many fantastic musicians. I've jammed with a lot of them. I've emceed a lot of events. As a matter of fact, Nancy, I'm on my way to Red Bank right now to the Vogel Theater to see the Matt O'Ree Band, Matt and Aaron invited my producer,
yeah,
Claire, and I.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
yep.
I've been with Matt O'Reef from when I just saw him at the Pony and at the Wonder Bar playing by himself, a one man, just singing his songs and playing his guitar. And then when Aaron came on board and they got married, and I was seeing Aaron individually, and then they got together, got married, and that's history now. So, you know, I promoted almost every single person in Asbury Park, and I ran out of them. And then I would have people like Gary Talent emailing me, will you do a show for me, you know? And I've had Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, and you know the whole gamut. You've had awesome people on your show. And then, of course, I was invited to be with Hamilton Radio. Excuse me. I was so hoarse before. I had to have like a little cough drop from this weather, and I would have to be out, and my voice was so raspy, and I didn't have a teaspoon of honey. That usually helped. But anyway, getting back to you and the radio show, you were one of the first influences other than Joey Reynolds, then you, then Gene, with Gene Peril for 2.5 years. I didn't go to that was my broadcasting school, being with Gene. I was doing 3 shows a week with Gene, and I would have to drive though to Trenton. So anyway, he was a major influence, and so that was my schooling in broadcasting, which is with him. And he would cue me when to start the show, and I would have my guests come there. And I've been in radio now, too, for like 11 and a half years. But 11 and a half years is enough for me. And I started it to promote not-for-profits. So getting back to you, I hope that you invite me. Once I get rolling with my music, I hope you invite me to come and be on your radio show again to talk about my career, my growing up in Asbury Park, and my music career that I never promoted. And since I was, like, you know, you're a musician, turned radio show host. I am as well. Harvey Rothman, I mentored into radio. God bless him, rest his soul. He was in radio for a while with Hamilton Radio and passed away. He's a wonderful person. Calvin Schwartz.
I knew Harvey.
Nelson. Huh?
I knew Harvey. And Gene is a great, great guy. And, of course, Cal, there's not a thing in this world I wouldn't do if Cal Schwartz asked me to. I can tell you that
Calvin
right now.
Schwartz, Danny, other than you, Danny Calvin Schwartz is my best female friend. We talk all the time. We've been best friends since I took on my first not-for-profit. He gave me a ticket to go see Minister Steve at Destiny's Bridge. But I don't want to get off base about this. I do want to talk more about you. 14 years in radio broadcasting and having such a popular radio show, you've accomplished so much. And it's, you know, I really never, you said you wanted to tour. I was always discouraged from doing music. However, I had been, oh, there I go back about me, I was offered 3 record deals in my career as recent as when I was 40 years old, looking back productions in Texas, offered me to stay and sing at Billy Bob's and promote me. And I said no, and I went back to California. But I want to thank you, first of all, you were a huge inspiration to me. You know, Joey Reynolds, you were second, Danny Coleman show, other than my not-for-profits that I had on first. But as far as going on your show to promote my music, I only promoted my music on your show, Joey Reynolds' show, and Rock and Tommy. And then Backstreet Radio, we talked, and then they wanted me to do a show with them. And anyway, you're one of the best. What can I say? You're an award nominated. You should have won many times at the Asbury Music Awards. I think I should have won too.
I
have my
thank
own
you for that.
No,
I appreciate
really, it's
that. I am the Susan Lucci of the Asbury Music Awards. I've been nominated seven or eight times and have yet to win. So hey.
I love Susan
Lucci. It is what it is.
Susan Lucci was one of the best. I loved her. She was one of the best soap actresses. I was pretty much retired. I've been retired most of my life, actually. And I used to watch her, the soap that she was on, and I thought she was just so cool, really. She was just one of a kind, Susan Lucci, and you're one of a kind, and you deserve to win. You know what? To me, it's like to be nominated was an honor. To be nominated was an honor up against the national radio stations and all that jazz. And, I mean, Hamilton Radio is what? The number one internet radio station for like 25 years or something like that. They never won any awards. They never got any awards. And you know, Gene Pirro, he does everything for, you know, free and fun. I don't know. You know, it is what it is. And you, everybody knows how talented you are. Everybody.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, it's the truth. It's the truth. And it's the truth. And even Trina will tell you. Trina, you know, she's my girlfriend. She came to the show with me, and we left, and she goes, oh, that was so much fun.
Oh,
you know?
I remember. I remember Trina.
Trina, real long, really pretty girl, long black hair.
Yep.
She came with her friend.
Yep.
They live in Brown Brook. It was her male friend. He owns a florist shop. And we had been clubbing, like, when you know, when I, after your show, and when I really knew, I knew right away. And when I left the Joey Reynolds show, I knew I was going to be in radio. And then, actually, I think you said, hey, Nick, do you want to do a show, you know, on my, and it was too far away. Rock and Tommy asked me. I was on the show three times. He said, do you want to be on, do a show before my show? It was too far. I said, no, it's too far. But then it ended up I was with Hamilton Radio. And he just caught me on. He said, I was online. And his face popped up and said, Nancy Ryan, if you're out there listening to this, we want you to come with us. We want you to be on our radio show. Because I was doing a podcast of my own by myself, a half-an-hour podcast after Superstorm Sandy. That's about the time. So I think 212 was my very first show in 212. So 212 to 222, whatever it is, it's a long time for me. And it's about time that I promote my music. But I love your radio show, and I'm going to ask you again, Tommy. I'm going to ask you again, Danny. Danny, I hope you invite me to come on your show once I get settled in and do a few shows and promote. Because I have all over the UK and all over the place, I'm going to be promoting my I've been working with Kyle Ward. You know Kyle Ward. He's awesome.
Oh, yes.
And,
mm-hmm.
So we have two new releases together, and I asked him, actually. I said, you did so much work on it. You're a co-producer. Because I produce all my own music. So, and I have two awesome. It's not like my, it's, you'll go, oh, wow, that's different. Like if you went back to listen to the other, I didn't want to talk about myself, really. I want to talk more about you. So are you all there? Are you there almost? Like, are you almost to your destination?
No, I'm on the highway as we speak.
Oh, you're on the highway. Well,
yep.
Keep talking. Tell me more. Tell me, what are you going to do? Like, do you have future plans? Like, I mean, you have so many shows already, three different shows you're doing. Are you still with Hamilton at all, or are you on your own studio?
I've been with City of Angels Radio,
COARadio.com,
since 2017.
They're one of my. Yeah. I gotta keep quiet.
You know they are a nonprofit organization. Their website is cityofangelsnj.org. If you want to make a donation, what they do is, they get people who are struggling with addictions, be it to painkillers, heroin, or alcohol, whatever you may be addicted to, suicide, thoughts of suicide. They will get people, they will help people and get them into treatment. Then they will also support the families. And what they do is they're nonprofit. Nobody, it's a total volunteer organization. Nobody gets a paycheck. So what I do on Rock On Radio is anyone who wants to sponsor Rock On Radio, all they have to do is make a donation to the City of Angels, again, by going to cityofangelsnj.org, and I will make them a sponsor for 30 days. So that's the four shows that I do in the month. But they also, their business gets re-aired. I have 12 affiliates, several in the UK.
Awesome.
And one in Canada and the rest across the United States. And the show is played 7 days a week somewhere at some time during the day.
Right.
This way your business gets out there and you're helping a good cause. I do not take any money from Rock On Radio. I donate it all to the City of Angels.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'm not sure if you know this, but before the show started, I have been promoting City of Angels since Allison Soho was with City of Angels. When I first started with Gene Pirro, Allison Soho, City of Angels was one of my first not-for-profits. I have been promoting City of Angels for my entire radio career. So,
can you
want to
hear a funny story,
Nance?
You want to hear a funny story?
Of course.
When Hamilton Radio first started, Gino was doing it, I guess, from his house or whatever it was. But then he was involved with the City of Angels, and they allowed him to move into the building called the Dwyer Center, which was in Groveland.
That's where I was.
Right.
That's where I did my show from. Go ahead.
Well, that building in Groveville, the City of Angels, one of the conditions of Gino being there, pretty much, I believe it was rent-free at the time, was that he helped the City of Angels start a radio station to help the kids who were at risk. And they had kids coming in after school, doing their own talk shows. And at the time, I was on Hamilton Radio, so this was back in 2011 or 12, and sure enough, that's how my association with City of Angels began.
So we've both known him
for a while.
Yes, September 2012, I believe. I'd have to look at my, I don't know if it was, what month it was. I don't know if it was September or not, but it was 2/12 is when I started with Hamilton Radio. And when Allison Soho was with City of Angels at the time, and I had her on my show. And I started promoting them as a not-for-profit at that time. They were one of my first not-for-profits. It was Minister Steve first. Let me look at my list. Jeez. You'd think I'd have it down after all these years. Because it's after every single show. But now I'm only down to one show a month. I'm not doing a lot. Where's my list? I don't even know where I put it now. I had it here and I put it down somewhere. Oh, here it is. Let me see here. Here's my list. And I have a few sponsors too. But, oh, my God, I didn't even mention my sponsors. I'm going to have to mention them at the end of my show. I'm so bad. Oh, let me see. Let me see. Let me get these papers in order here. Number one. Okay. Let me see. Minister Steve. Oh, yeah. Minister Steve. Okay. Art Ackerman. Fulfill. Paul Ressler. Da-da-da. Where's my City of Angels? Who did I? Yeah. Oh, City of Angels was my second. City of Angels was my second not-for-profit. And I had Allison Soho on my show, but now it's Art Ackerman, right?
Art is the engineer and the manager
of the station, yep. Yeah, well, Art is the one that I met out, like he was outside waiting to come in and do the City of Angels show after I did my show, Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style, and that's when I met him. And I said, oh, what do you do? You know, we got talking, and he told me what he did, and I said, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, well, I have a radio show, and I'm looking for not-for-profits, and that's how I got, like, Allison Soho. I think she came in, too, at the same time, and she ended up coming on representing City of Angels on my show, and I've been promoting them ever since. So now instead of her, of course, she's not with them anymore, so now I say Art Ackerman, find them on Facebook, City of Angels Recovery. I did the whole promo already. I gave them their telephone number. I said it's COA or whatever. I gave them their website. I said there's no service charges, blah, blah, blah. I gave them a little bit of a different intro or a little different promo than you did, but nonetheless, yes, you and I have been promoting them for all these years, and it's a great organization. I'm 100% behind them, 100%. And I ended up having Ricky Bird, who's the lead guitarist with Jonesette and the Blackhearts, asked to come on my show. And I can say this because, well, they say you're not supposed to break anybody's anonymity, but Ricky said, do it. Please do, Nancy. So he came on my show, and he did his first album called Clean Getaway. And, oh, my God, if you haven't heard it, now he's released even a second album. I never knew how talented he was. He's not just an awesome guitarist. He is a fabulous songwriter and singer. And now he just dedicated his life for the past, I don't know how many years. I forget what year he was on my show. It was at least several years ago. But he dedicated his life to recovery. And he goes around to all these recovery places and hands out his CDs for free. And he said, if I can even help one person to recover, that's his life now, his journey. And he does go on tour with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts still when she goes out. But he was a great guest, and it was payback time for me. You know how I talk. You know that. I'm known for that. Like, I should say, like they told me for Joey Reynolds' show. Before I went on the Joey Reynolds show, they said this to me, Nancy, you have to interrupt him. Interrupt, or you won't get a word in edgewise. Well, with Ricky Bird, and Ricky, I do love you, and I love your music so much. I was rocking out when I was dancing in my kitchen, literally, when I listened to his Clean Getaway is the name of his album. And I just am recommending it to you because I know how much you're a musician, you love great music, and I'm telling you, if you listen to it, I think it really, and City of Angels, they definitely have to listen to it. So I'm going to, if you get to them or I'll get to them or something, you got to listen to his album and have people listen to it because it's like going to a meeting or something. It's like so much great stuff about recovery from all kinds of addictions. It's not just about drugs and alcohol. It's about anorexia, bulimia. It's about just mental illness. It's about every kind of thing, suicide, from where being bullied at school. It's whatever. It's just recovery. Anybody that knows about anything about recovery knows that that most of all the recovery programs are based on the AA principles of, you know. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say about recovery. But I do recommend his CD. I love your show. I want to, like I said, I hope you invite me to be a guest on your show. I'd love to come on again. And when I get rocking and rolling and get an airplay, I already contacted before COVID 250 people in Japan, China, the UK, and they all were extremely interested in connecting with me for my radio show, not just for my music. And they did see my music with it because I just put my music picture comes on and my radio logo. So I hope that I'm going to be bugging you to come on the show. And I thank you so much for calling in. And I always, give you a shout-out. You know, I will always give you a shout-out. And I don't even know, do you know anything about the awards? Is there any more music awards since COVID? I mean, I haven't talked to Scott Stamper. I have not been out, Stamper. I have not been out really since COVID. You know, my brother passed away from COVID. Not this John. He was supposed to go on tour with Reba McEntire and Brooks and Dunn as a lead guitarist. And he died of COVID, my brother Billy. Not this January, last January, 24th. And I had John Shaw, who was with Brooks and Dunn and Reba McEntire. And he is the son of Johnny Shaw, who my brother was with. But anyway, it's a lot. This business is it's a very competitive, tough business, but we love it. What can you say, right? Oh, get back to Ricky Bird. Ricky Bird was my medicine. He was on my show. It was payback time. I couldn't get I swear to God, I didn't get a word in edgewise. I barely got to introduce him on the show. And he started talking and all this stuff. And I'm going, Ricky, finally, after half an hour, 40 minutes, I said, Ricky, it's Nancy. Remember me? This is true. Ricky, remember me? I'm the host of the show, Ryan Rockwood. That's my first show. And he kept talking. Oh, my God. I have to laugh. It was so funny. But anyway, so that was my show with Ricky. He did the whole hour. Oh, God. I love broadcasting. Anyway, Danny, have a wonderful time tonight.
Yes.
Have a wonderful time. Are they doing the awards anymore? Do you know? I don't even know. I was nominated, I think, 4 years in a row, but then COVID happened. So I haven't seen anything about it. So are they doing the music awards?
Not to my knowledge, Nancy.
I spoke to Scott, right?
About 6 months back. He said they just kind of went by the wayside for now.
Well, yeah, but they've been on the wayside since COVID. They haven't had anything since COVID, correct? I haven't seen anything or heard anything.
Correct.
No, it's done. I think it's done. I'm just happy for Scott and for Megan, for Donahue, Kelly Donahue, that they were able to keep the thing open, you know? I mean, because they went through some really rough times, and I love the thing, as everybody else does, too. I've sang there a few times. I love it. But, look, I wish you the best of luck, always. And enjoy tonight. And keep on rocking. Rock on radio.
Can I throw a website out there, Nancy?
Hey, you can throw everything out there. Everything.
DCROR.com.
Repeat it.
DCROR.com.
Danny Coleman, rockonradio.com. The initials.
Correct.
Danny Coleman.
Yep.
My brother Jay said, is he the Danny Coleman with Even Asperger? Did he go to a Catholic school? I said, I don't know. I'll ask him. Did you go to a Catholic school? Do you have a brother?
No.
My brother Jay said
no,
he knew Danny Coleman. All right. Well, then it's a different Danny Coleman. Because I told him I'm having a Danny, my two show, radio show. He's in Miami anyway. He doesn't know. But I just said, I got to get off now. I'm going to do my radio show. And I'm having Mike Marino, Jersey's Bad Boy, and Danny Coleman of Rock on Radio. And he goes, Danny Coleman? I know a Danny Coleman. And I go, well, I don't know if it's the same one. So I'm glad I got that cleared up, that it's not you, because he said this Danny Coleman had a brother. So I figured that would work. You don't have a brother, so it was a different Danny Coleman. But, Danny, thank you so much for coming on my show. And you got everything out there. And I'm going to be promoting the I'll be promoting the show on all 60. I did it on 60 groups, great groups, a lot. And two Bruce Springsteen groups. I usually do it on 22, but I couldn't because it was not full-on music. If it was just you, I would have just done it on all the Bruce Springsteen, but I couldn't because it was comedy, too. And, you know, I don't want to step on people's toes. You know all about that, right? You don't want to step on people's toes. But it was on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram. And now it's in the UK, and you're all over the UK already anyway. So I'm excited about that for myself because it's the first UK that I even attempted or asked to join. So that's because I'm going worldwide now. Anyway, good night. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for being a guest on my show. You and Mike Marino are probably the last guests that I will have unless any of my previous guests calls me and says, look, I'm going on tour, or I got a special award, or if you called me and said, look, I got this great opportunity, I would say, absolutely, I'll do a show for you. So that's my new MO. God bless you and your
Fantastic.
Family. Thank you so
you
much,
too.
Danny.
Thank you.
I talked a little bit too much about me. I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great night. Okay, folks. Well, that was Danny Coleman. And, you know, I can't help it. I get so overly excited. And unfortunately, I don't have anything to mellow myself out. They don't call me. They call me Mellow Yellow. Oh, no way. Not me. No, I got too excited on my show. And then I have this, it's called synapsis or something to do with your brain. It's like I think of, you know, my, this is why I should stop really doing interviews with people after 11 and a half years, because they'll say something, my mind will go from one thing to another experience of mine. Like they'll bring me to something that relates so to me, and then it's back all about me. Anyway, both of my guests were absolutely phenomenal tonight. And it's great because this is, like I said, probably my last show that I'm going to be promoting people unless it's a special event. So I'm so excited to have Mike Marino back on my show. I interviewed him years ago and I've seen him several times, and I was on Danny's show years ago. I know I asked him at least 3 times, please, can I come back on your show? Please, please. I want airtime. I'll be asking for airtime for all the music that I haven't promoted in my album. I haven't even promoted my album. I did it like 12 years ago and got into radio and just threw it on the shelf and promoted every other artist in Asbury Park. Oh, my gosh. I mean, I love doing it. Don't get me wrong. It was wonderful. I've had wonderful guests, and I appreciate all of them, and thank you, everybody, for being on Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style. My Ryan Rocks Idle Chat time is going to be changed. It's going to be changed to Ryan Rocks It with Ryan Rocks, and I think that's what it's going to be all about. And, you know, every now and then I'll have a special guest, and I will continue to promote my not-for-profits and my sponsors. Right now I'm going to talk about my 3 sponsors, and then I'm going to say goodnight for the evening. Stay safe, too, please, everybody. Stay safe, be well, and especially in this terrible heat. Take it easy, okay, everybody, because it's been pretty hot out there. And the next 4 days, the 30th, the 31st, the 1st, and the 2nd, I have actually one of my sponsors. I'll get to it and I'll tell you about it then. My 3 sponsors are Dr. Ronald Chicklin, dentist. He's on Sunset Avenue in Asbury Park, in Ocean rather, 3201 Sunset Avenue. He's got 2 offices. He is my dentist. He's a great dentist. He's a full-on dentist, does everything. He does everything from everything, orthodontics to implants to general dentistry, and I love him, and he's my very good friend Shelley's Jules brother-in-law. Okay, so go to him, and his lovely wife runs the office. Okay, my 2nd one is Dr. David Marin, chiropractor, the Marin Wellness Center, and it's physical therapy, and I was there today, and I go there. This is my 3rd time around. Every few years I go in, they put me back together again. They get me exercised. I get in fabulous shape. I get all my core muscles in shape so I don't have back pain. And they are located in Eatontown, New Jersey. They are on Facebook. They have an acupuncturist there. Dr. Marin is the owner, and he is the chiropractor. And my doctor, my physical therapy doctor, is a woman doctor. Her name is Dr. White, and I love her. She's fantastic. And so I'm going twice a week, and I'll probably go for 3 months. And, oh, God, I'm so grateful to them. They're really the best. I've been to other physical therapists, and I've taught other methods of getting myself put together, and the Marin Wellness Center is the place to be. Okay, my 3rd sponsor, not-for-profit, I did all them in the beginning of my show, is Tina Beecher. She is a psychic and a medium. And Tina is on Facebook, and you can find her on YouTube as well. And you can call this number 1-724-456-0202. She is an internationally known psychic and medium. Now, I grew up as a Catholic, and I grew up in Catholic schools. So for me, psychics and fortune telling and tarot card reading and things like that really wasn't exactly accepted in Catholicism. But I was turned on to her by a dear friend of mine. I'm not going to mention any names, but one of my besties. And I listened to her, and she's a biker chick, and I loved that about her right from the get-go. I'm not a biker chick, but I did ride several Harleys in my day. she believes in God, and I do as well, always have, always will, and angels, and soulmates, and she's got this wonderful psychic ability, and she helps people that have, are, you know, lost their children and don't know where they are, and she literally is one of my sponsors now. She has become my spiritual advisor. I don't bother her. I've only talked to her once on the phone after my brother passed away last year. But I give her a shout-out after every radio show that I have. She's just awesome. And this is what I'm going to tell you. Go on to her Facebook page. Go on to YouTube. She's got kind of like a warning out there. And it's the first time in years, I've been listening to her for a few years now, and that she's something big is going to happen, and she's not sure of what it is. And I have to go on because I know she did post something again recently. But the 30th, the 31st, the 1st, and the 2nd, something maybe not so good is going to happen, and not knowing where or what. But just be very safe, like, you know, 9/11 problem. It could be she doesn't know. But be safe if you're traveling. Just keep yourself safe during those days. And I trust her, and I just think she's an awesome person. She's very loving and giving. She's very spiritual. So close my show for the night. I've said enough. You know I could go on all night long, no problem. And but I'm not going to. I want to thank all my guests tonight for an exquisite, wonderful, fantastic show. I couldn't have asked for better guests, and I can't ask for better not-for-profits. I'm very grateful that I've had such an awesome career in broadcasting, and I owe it all really to my creator. And to the people that helped me when I started out, Gene Pirro, Hamilton Radio, people like Danny Coleman, who was on, Rockin' Tommy, my friend Calvin Schwartz, who I met and inspired. We inspire each other back and forth and continue to for years now. Anyway, I am going to keep quiet now. Everybody be safe, please, in the heat. Take care of yourselves. Be safe. And God bless everyone. And good night for now. And I will be posting what I'll be doing next month, and it is going to be something new because I've only done 3 episodes of Idle Chat, and it's very clear to me that I have ignored 3 record deals, record contracts with very large companies, you know, the biggies over my lifetime. And I'm getting messages from my brother Billy now, like, now is the time, Nancy. Now's your time. So I'm going for it. You know, flop or not, it doesn't matter. I just have to get out there. So the last shout-out I'll do is for my good friend Kyle Ward, who is the co-producer of my last 2 singles, recent singles that I've done that I'll be promoting along with my album that I never promoted, Ryan Rocks. All right. Good night, everybody. I'm signing off. This is Nancy, a.k.a. Ryan Rocks. Ryan Rocks it, Asbury Park style. Good night.